Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe O, Sammy P with you on a Monday morning. And every Monday, Jason LaConfora kind enough to drop by and discuss everything that occurred on Sunday in the NFL. If you bet overs, you cashed a lot of tickets. Certainly, they go 10-2 yesterday, 11-2 on the week. But we're talking about the high leverage games, and there were a handful of them. Jason, we've got to start off with the Ravens, the team that you cover on a regular basis. We're chatting during the break. You said during the offseason they were plus 450 to miss the playoffs. I just took a look, and some books that have reposted that number have it at minus 215, a minus 215 favorite for the Ravens to miss the playoff, and maybe that number's a little short.
Yeah, I think it is. Look, I thought they'd find a way to be a point better, 2 points better, maybe 3 points better than a horribly flawed Steelers team at home. But I thought they'd get their pants pulled down on national TV Thanksgiving night. We cashed a lot of tickets on that one. Perfect night, actually, I won a bet. And I jumped Bengals plus 130 on the money line over the weekend for the upcoming rematch game in Cincinnati, where I think the Ravens are going to get spanked even more. Like, it wouldn't shock me if Burrow threw 5 touchdowns in that game. He's got nothing to lose. He's going to let it all hang out. And it's a fraudulent defense. There are 115 NFL players who have registered at least 3 sacks for their team this season. None of them are employed by the Baltimore Ravens. It is a joke pass rush. It is a fraudulent defense. When they face quarterbacks this year who've won a playoff game, they are 0-6. 15 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 68% completions, 110 quarterback rating. When they face Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor and Joe Flacco and Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, when they face the other guys, they're undefeated, opposing quarterback rating of 64. But guess what? Go look at their schedule. It's pretty much filled with guys who have won playoff games, or guys like Drake May, the odds-on favorite to win the MVP, who probably will win a playoff game pretty soon. And they also are broken on offense. So, look, my biggest regret of the weekend is the Joe Burrow pick six, because I love Cincinnati plus 850 to make the playoffs. And they were about one play away from winning that game in Buffalo. And had that happen, I'd be really excited right now. But I did love Colts plus 240 to miss the playoffs. Try finding that now. And that was Sunday morning.
Yeah. It's so sad to see the Chiefs minus 700 to miss the playoffs, isn't it? So sad.
Breaks my heart. Everything comes to an end. And this is coming to an inglorious end. And it does seem like, For a team that won 17 straight one-score games, and a team that seemed to get every call whenever they needed it, and any home cooking whenever they needed it, and they needed the playing surface of a Super Bowl to become a huge issue whenever they needed it. To watch Mahomes, basically, he is the offense running, not throwing. and Kelce dropping balls and Kelce out of sorts and Kelce contributing to interceptions. I mean, and they can't find offensive linemen, and they've got no explosives on offense and seemingly have run out of pop passes and run out of jump passes and run out of ideas. Yeah, it's with a thud. I love the under last night. I didn't play a side. I'm on the Jags to win the division, so I was kind of hoping Kansas City might have won that one to give a little distance between Jacksonville and Houston for my own wallet. But Houston's a legitimate team, and I've been writing at the Washington Post about this really since about week four. At least two teams were going to make it, like, out of the South. Like, the AFC South was clearly eight weeks into the season, it was better by and large than the AFC North. It was better by and large than the AFC East. And once once the Chargers started running out of tackles, it was probably better than the West. And it is. And I don't think the Colts are going, and I didn't think the Colts were going before Daniel Jones got hurt, just based on their schedule and the way the offense was constricted and some of the injuries and deficiencies on defense. But, like, I mean, Houston's defense is truly, truly elite, and it could carry them pretty far.
It's funny because before yesterday's result, like Pittsburgh, Baltimore, for example, it was Tomlin's leaving. He's going to be gone. And now that we got the Ravens result, you hear people say, now Harbaugh's got to be gone. It's got to be him. And then we're talking about the Chiefs, the end of the dynasty. And naturally you think, well, if it's the end of the dynasty, why is Andy Reid staying? But he's made no bones about it. He doesn't plan on leaving. At least it doesn't seem like it. If you go through the league, you already have multiple guys that have been fired. But if you go through the league, it's pretty easy to figure out your 6 to 8 coaches, your 6 to 8 teams that are going to have vacancies. Is there going to be a surprise? You think there's going to be one going into the year? You thought, oh, there's no way, because we keep talking about some of these bigger names. Maybe they're finally going to stop coaching because they've been there forever.
Well, I think the surprise is going to be McDaniel keeping his job, which looked like no chance at the start of the season, and certainly looked like no chance when they fired Chris Greer, the GM, and it looked like no chance at the trade deadline. But they're locked into Tua. No, it's a $60 million contract fully guaranteed for next year. Nobody's taking it off their hands, and nobody's more enthusiastic about coaching Tua than the guy they're already paying to coach their team. So I think that'll be the upset. Look, I've been reporting for weeks that Pete Carroll, like, this is a one and done. And so will that surprise people when that ultimately happens? I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends who you've been listening to and reading and talking to. But that guy has been started to be cast for weeks now. I mean, look, we know there's two teams that have interim coaches that aren't going to keep them. Raheem Morris is not going to keep his job in Atlanta. And I think the situation in Cleveland, like, whether they trade Stefanski, whether they just let him go, I think that's another one that's probably coming to a head. And then, yeah, like Baltimore and Pittsburgh, whoever doesn't survive, like, I'd be really surprised if Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens, did anything, because he doesn't do anything. And, you know, he's only opened his mouth publicly like once in the last 6 years. But like when he did, he said, I'm going to sell the team. I'm not keeping it in the family. And like, you know, that's probably sooner rather than later. Like, I don't think he's launching a head coach search. Like, I think he's got his guy. He just gave him another extension a few months ago. So I don't think that one's happening. I mean, Pittsburgh, if the bottom falls out after this, could he be traded? I mean, possibly, but he's not going to be fired.
Who goes deeper in the playoffs, Denver or New England?
Denver. Yeah, I think Denver. You've got the element of altitude. You've got a different sort of home field advantage. You've got an elite defense. Is it slipping a little bit lately? I mean, part of me thinks so. Part of me also thinks maybe they're a little bored. Maybe they're getting a little cute. But I think Denver. Sean Payton has obviously won a Super Bowl. I think the world of Mike Vrabel, but he hasn't. Denver's a little bit further along in their rebuild. Bo Nix had to deal with some stuff in the playoffs last year. This is going to be a whole new ball of wax for Drake May. So, I've thought all along that Denver, like I've got tickets to Denver in the championship game from the summer. Like I thought like Denver was very live for me to win that division. And if they win that division and they best Kansas City in the regular season, why couldn't they, with that coach and that defense, be the last team standing in the AFC? New England, I sat back on. I just wanted to watch. Like, let me see what this looks like the first 6-8 weeks. Like, I love Vrabel, but let me see it. And, again, they're way ahead of schedule, but they haven't faced anybody, and they haven't been the hunted. And the playoffs are different. And there's not, like, I like the defense collectively, but there's not enough blue-chip players. There's not enough blue-chip pass rushers for me to think that they could go further than Denver.
Joe O. Sammy P. with Jason LaCanfora. Check out his daily sports betting show, Wanna Bet, the podcast, and, of course, video version. Follow Jason on X at Jason LaCanfora. What were your takeaways from Chicago-Green Bay?
What a game. I mean, just first of all, just a really well-played, super compelling football game. I was really impressed with Chicago, man. I mean, they traded haymakers until, you know, the very end when the defense ran out of gas, and no shame losing the way they lost in Lambeau. People might want to bang on the quarterback for the pick at the end. I mean, I don't know. Like, I kind of felt like he was running for his life a lot in that game. His legs kept them in that game. I think, you know, I know there's people always want to pile on him, but I think he's going to be just fine. I was impressed with the Bears. The Packers are starting to look like who I thought they would be all along. The explosives, the play action explosives in the downfield passing attack had to return. It had to get back to it could be any guy at any time, because that's kind of what they've been, which makes it so hard to handicap their games from a prop standpoint, because especially with Kraft out, it's like, well, who's the main guy? And it could vary from time to time. But Jordan Love bombs away, you know, explosive plays. We hadn't seen that element for quite some time, and it's starting to pop up now the last, I'd say, 3-4 weeks. So,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I think Green Bay at Lambeau is going to be a real tough out in the postseason.
You know, a lot of people were celebrating when the Colts traded 2 first-rounders for Sauce Gardner, who's now hurt, by the way. But now Daniel Jones is done with an Achilles. Be nice if the Colts had those 2 first-round picks the next couple of years, huh?
Because the biggest – the tell to the rest of the league when they made that trade wasn't so much that they overpaid for Sauce Gardner, because they did, but it was more that they also took themselves out of the quarter. Like, they made their bed with Daniel Jones implicitly by doing what they did. And they were going to tag him. They were going to keep him. Like, it was clear. They felt like they could win big with Daniel Jones. And now, is he going to be ready for week one or not? Like, you're not going to have to tag him. Like, what's that market even look like? And, like, really? Are you super sure? But you're not going to have a lot of other options. I have to assume ownership was fully on board with all this, but owners don't fire themselves. So I was talking to a GM this morning, and, like, people have been kind of feeling like, is Chris Ballard just going to have a job for life there? I don't know, man. Like, that's one, and it's unfortunate, and injuries are out of your control, but the quarterback position is the most important position to manage. And when you do all that for a corner who a lot of evaluators feel like is way more good than great, and you're paying him like he's super great, and you're trading for him like you're paying almost a quarterback price to get him, or an elite pass rusher price to get him, and your season starts going downhill when you get him. Yeah, I don't know, guys, but the division is actually, like, division's actually not a joke anymore. I think there are major. It begs major questions about their offseason and how they're going to get back to that perch they were sitting on around what is week 10. They're like 8-2, right? And they've got an inside shot to the one seed. Oof.
JLC, we've got a pair of 8-4 teams going at it for Monday Night Football. Eagles, the road favorite. Eagles -2 at the Chargers. What do you think?
I like the under. It's gotten lower and lower, but that's kind of where I go here. I can't back either of these sides right now. Both offenses dealing with major offensive line issues that have really constricted the entire scope of the offense. You can run the numbers on the Chargers with Alt and the Chargers without Alt. It's not even the same team. Chargers defense has been really good at home, right? They've allowed 14 or less, like three straight at home. The Eagles average 15.5 offensive points per game through the month of November, and I don't know if that's getting all of a sudden a whole lot better here, coming off that Black Friday debacle. Harbaugh's perfectly comfortable with Greg Roman, right, managing games, run, even if it's not going anywhere. The quarterback's been hit way too much. And I think the Eagles, like, I think Hurts probably, you look at Josh Allen, how much he's been running. You look at Lamar Jackson running for the first time all season, even though he's been really hurt. I think Hurts goes over his rushing attempts. I like Hurts to throw for a touchdown and run for a touchdown and get about 2-1 on that. And I think it's an under game. I like the first half under in particular. I played it up to 21.5. I'm not sure it's going to be the most entertaining game in the history of the NFL, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Overs all day yesterday. We've been doing this a long time, guys. When you have days like that, a lot of time the Monday game ends up going the opposite way of the way things were going all week long. And that's where we're at now. 11-2 this week to the over. Maybe get a game played like last night where that was a clear cut under. Maybe this one goes under the low number as well. Jason Lockenfora, check out WannaBet at Jason Lockenfora on X. Thank you, Jason. Best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Good stuff there. Jason LaConfora. With so much going on with college football today, we shuffled things up a little bit, but we moved our Monday Night Football preview back. Let's get to that. We have not talked about Eagles Chargers. Let's dissect that one. Philly favored by 2. It's a low total of 42. We'll also give you some prop angles on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats on a Monday. This is the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.